That's the group Lineup, recorded in performance during the Ballard Jazz Walk. Lineup includes Mark Taylor on saxophones, Don Clement at the piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. They often perform with guest artists. In this case, it was Julian Priester on trombone joining the group. And the tune was a contrafact by Lee Konitz, based on What Is This Thing Called Love. Lee Konitz called his line Self-Consciously. Lineup at the Ballard Jazz Festival. And Lineup plays next Tuesday night. This coming Tuesday evening, they'll be at Tula's. Join us again next week for Jazz Northwest. Next week, we'll be catching up on some recent releases and also talking about the fall jazz scene. And 2 weeks from now, we'll have another concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. That'll be the Faculty All-Star Big Band doing a tribute to Woody Herman, the band led by Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera, two drummers who worked with Woody Herman at different times. That's 2 weeks from now on Jazz Northwest. Earshot has announced its 28th annual Earshot Jazz Festival, taking place October 7th through November 11th at various venues around Seattle. Some of the featured artists this year include Vijay Iyer's duo with trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa's tribute to Charlie Parker, Pakistani guitarist Reza Bassi with his trio, and Dave Douglas and the Westerlies will be performing again. The Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, Maceo Parker, and Bill Frisell, and many others, including many Seattle artists, appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival, which takes place October 7th through November 11th. I'm Jim Wilkie. This has been a Hatch Cover production. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. Thank you.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Marley, and starting with Turk Murphy, trombonist and vocalist, who was part of a time in the development of this music called revival. And they wanted the jazz to sound like it used to. A conservative nature, I suppose, in a way, but it appealed to them. It discovered them, and they it. So that's how art is, and it should be. Turk Murphy, 1949. Murphy singing, playing his trombone, and Bob Scobie playing his trumpet, Bob Helm on clarinet, Bert Bales piano, Harry Mordecai on banjo. When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, written by Jimmy McHugh and Gene Austin. Gene Austin was a crooner, popular one very much so, and he wrote some tunes, Lonesome Road for one, and I'm sure many more. And Turk Murphy. Johnny Whitwer, who spent many years in Seattle, solo piano now from 1945. This is a W.C. Handy composition called Aunt Hager's Blues. And I'll chase that following Whitwer's version with Art Tatum's. Thank you. That set started with Chasing Aunt Hager's Blues, written by W.C. Handy. Johnny Whitwer played it solo piano, 1945. Art Tatum played it solo piano, 1953. And then Tatum did Japanese Sandman, one of my favorite Richard Whiting compositions. And it has to do with experience. Decades ago, I was in a junk shop someplace and found a 78 record. And it was, couldn't even read the label, but I got it for a penny. And took it home and played it. You could barely make it out. You know, that kind of thing. But nevertheless, it turned me on to the idea of hidden things in life that are magical. And I hope you have some. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support for KPLU comes from...
Any day now, 88.5 FM expects the FCC to give us the green light to become your brand new community radio station. Then, basically, all we'll need is call letters and an operating budget. You can help with that last item by becoming a KPLU partner with your sustaining gift of $30 a month. That's a little more than the average gift to the station, but that little bit more will be critical to helping us give you more of what you love on the new 88.5 FM. Partner up and get more information at savekplu.org.
And now, Sophisticated Lady, written by Duke Ellington, with lyric by Mitchell Parrish. And Chasing This, J.J. Johnson's going to play it for you on his trombone, 1960. And Duke Ellington's orchestra with guest vocalist Rosemary Clooney, 1956.
They say Into your early life, romance came. And in this heart of yours burned a flame. A flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. These have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you
Sophisticated Lady first, J.J. Johnson, trombone, Victor Feldman, piano, Sam Jones, bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums, 1960, Columbia Records. Also for Columbia, Duke Ellington, 1956, his piano, vocalist Rosemary Clooney, giving us Mitchell Parrish's wonderful lyrics through Ellington's melody, Sophisticated Lady. Ellington's Orchestra now, 1933, Brunswick. One he wrote, and one he didn't. The one he didn't, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. And the one he did, Harlem Speaks. Thank you. 1933 for Brunswick Records in the shade of the old apple tree, an old standard written by Egbert Van Alstyne. Freddie Jenkins did some trumpet work. Joe Nanton Fine speaking on his trombone. He was known as Tricky Sam because he did tricky little things with mutes and all that. Johnny Hodges alto, Barney Bigard clarinet. Harlem Speaks by Ellington Cootie Williams soloing on trumpet. Hodges again on alto. Freddie Jenkins again on trumpet. Nanton doing his trombone, and then trombonist Lawrence Brown doing his Duke Ellington Magic 1933. You're listening to 88.5 FM Jazz Blues and NPR News, and support of KPLU comes from
Seattle Opera, presenting The Wicked Adventures of Count Ori, a spirited comedy by Rossini, composer of The Barber of Seville, now through August 20th at McCall Hall. Details at seattleopera.org.
Choose. it my way. Well, now, baby, get lost. You're cheating, but I just don't have the time. I've got so many men that they're all standing in line. Keep cool, Papa. You'll have to come across. You, baby, get lost. Thank you.
four of them for you, starting off with Dinah Washington, 1949 for Emercy Records, Good Daddy Blues and Baby Get Lost, Teddy Stewart's drumming and his orchestra behind her, Ike Quebec, 1945 for Blue Note, his tenor saxophone, Buck Clayton's trumpet, Cake Johnson trombone, Ram Ramirez on piano, Tiny Grimes guitar, Gretchen Moncour on string bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums, and they did Topsy, written by Edgar Battle and Eddie Durham for Basie's band, and Cup Mute Clayton, written by Buck Clayton for solo for him. Dinah Washington and Ike Quebec. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, and 88.5, and support for KPLU comes from...
On the next morning edition, a woman who says her painkillers made her feel like a zombie, so she went cold turkey.
It's those last days of having nothing in your system and your body starts to scream for it. And I'm here to tell you it's a scary thing.
The growing number of Americans who want off prescription opioids and how to do it on the next morning edition.
Thank you.
For you in that set, starting with, what did I do? Irving Mills, Blue Rhythm Band, 1936 for Columbia Records, with Chuck Richardson singing Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood, and Fine Alto Sax by Tab Smith. Then, Sidney Bechet's New Orleans Beat Warmers, 1932, doing Shag, with Bechet on soprano saxophone, Teddy Ladnier playing the trumpet, and Teddy Nixon the trombone, Hank Duncan on piano, Wilson Myers on string bass, and doing some scat singing along with that, and on drums, Morris Moreland. Mills Blue Rhythm Band and the New Orleans Feet Warmers right here. Artie Shaw now, a small band out of his big band. He called it the Gramercy Five, Hollywood, 1945, and his clarinet.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5 and his clarinet, 1940 in Hollywood for Victor Records. Cross Your Heart, written by Louis Gensler, and Summit Ridge Drive by Shaw. Billy Butterfield playing the trumpet, Al Hendrickson the guitar, Johnny Granieri playing the harpsichord, Judd Donat on bass, Nick Fatool doing fine brushwork there on the drums. Artie Shaw. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's always my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Art Pepper, his alto saxophone, Russ Freeman piano, Ben Tucker bass, Gary Frommer playing the drums in Los Angeles, 1956.
Thank you.
Art Pepper Quartet, 1956 in Los Angeles for Tampa Records. We heard two Art's Opus, written by him, and I Surrender Dear, a classic ballad by Harry Barris, played at a little faster tempo, a nice effect on that. Russ Freeman on the piano, wonderful stuff there. Ben Tucker on bass and Gary Frommer playing the drums. Art Pepper Quartet. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support for KPLU comes from
U.S. Bank and Seattle Parks and Recreation, celebrating Freeway Park's 40th anniversary with the Blues and Cool Jazz Series. Every Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4, now through August 28th. Details on Facebook at Free Blues and Cool Jazz at Freeway Park.
Before you know it, 88.5 FM will be able to begin its new incarnation as a community radio station. You can be a part of this new beginning by becoming a sustaining member of the station or by increasing your current sustaining membership. To be a sustainer, all you have to do is determine the amount of money you'd like to provide on a monthly basis, year-round, and contact us with that information. We look forward to hearing from you at SaveKPLU.org. Thank you.
And now an on-the-job idea, a broadcast. And when I say on-the-job, it's someplace other than a recording studio. And there are wonderful things that have been done over the years. And this is one of them. At the Maple Leaf Auditorium in New York City in 1948, Charlie Parker, alto saxophone, Red Rodney on trumpet, Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
On the Job with Charlie Parker, broadcast 1948 from the Maple Leaf Auditorium in New York City. Parker on alto, Red Rodney trumpet, Al Haig piano, Tommy Potter getting a nice solo in there on his bass, and Roy Haynes playing the drums. Coco, based on a composition by Ray Noble called Cherokee. And Bird of Paradise by Charlie Parker, based on Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. Support for KPLU comes from
the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
Sax great Chico Freeman is in Seattle, leading his Plus Tet at the Triple Door Tuesday night, and KPLU is proud to welcome Chico and his band to the KPLU studios for an exclusive performance Tuesday afternoon at 2. Thanks to the Shack Art Center in Everett for their support, and check out our session archives at kplu.org.
Thank you.
Edward Kid Ory playing his trombone, his band, his Creole jazz band in Los Angeles, 1946, Columbia Records. Mutt Carey on cornet, Darnell Howard playing clarinet, Buster Wilson on the piano, Bud Scott guitar, Ed Garland on bass, minor hole, playing drums. Tiger Rag, the bucket's got a hole in it, and the world's jazz crazy, so am I. I want to chase that one. Claire Austin now, 1954 in Los Angeles. Kid Ory joins her. Don Ewell on piano. Ed Garland's here again. Minor Hall again. The world's jazz crazy. So am I. Claire Austin for Good Time Jazz Records, Los Angeles, 1954. Kato A. Trombone, Don Yule Piano, Ed Garland Bass, Minor Hall on drums. The World's Jazz Crazy, So Am I, Downhearted Blues, and Mecca Flat Blues. Claire Austin, right here. Charlie Mariano now, his alto saxophone, in L.A., 1953, from Bethlehem Records. Charlie Mariano, his band, his alto saxophone, Stu Williamson trumpet, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Claude Williamson playing the piano, Max Bennett bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. A Mariano composition called Green Walls, and the classic Chloe, written by Charlie Daniels. Charlie Mariano, 1953, Los Angeles, California, Bethlehem Records. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVI X 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz Blues and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This program is called The Art of Jazz. I borrowed it from Martin Williams, who had a program in New York called that, and I wrote him with permission, to get permission. And he sent me back a nice letter saying, sure, yeah, borrow the title of my program. What do I care? It'll be $1,000. No. Wasn't anything like that. And he did a lot of interviews with the great musicians of the time of his existence, and he wrote for the Saturday Review. Anybody out there remember the Saturday Review? One of the great magazines. Long gone. Cliff Edwards now going to play his ukulele, do a little straight singing, a little scat singing, and here he is.
Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
Did it down, did it down, did it down, did it down, did it down.
Say I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Thank you.
That set started, that's right, with Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, 1929, singing in the Rain, written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. And Cliff Edwards was also a great actor, and he was also a superb uke player. Everybody played the uke in those days, a couple of chords, you know, and he played it all. Wonderful. Teddy Wilson, his piano, his sextet, 1945, for Musicraft Records, one called Blues 2, T-O-O, and If Dreams Come True by Edgar Sampson. Buck Clayton played the trumpet, Ben Webster's great tenor saxophone, Al Casey on guitar, Al Hall, no relation, playing the bass, and J.C. Hurd playing drums. Cliff Edwards and Teddy Wilson sextet right here. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
On the next morning edition, a woman who says her painkillers made her feel like a zombie, so she went cold turkey.
It's those last days of having nothing in your system and your body starts to scream for it. And I'm here to tell you it's a scary thing.
The growing number of Americans who want off prescription opioids and how to do it on the next morning edition.
Let's give love another chance. Why break up our romance? Can you forget those yesterdays when everything looked so bright? It would be heavenly to me if only you were mine. This being away from you, I can't stand. Let's give love another chance. The plans we made were so precious to me. Why can't we be like we used to be? Please mend this broken heart of mine, and once again the stars will shine. Oh dear, I'd never let you go. Let's give love another chance. Let's give love another chance. Why break up a romance? Can you forget those yesterdays when everything looked bright? It would be heavenly to me if only once more you were mine. This being away from you, I can't stand. Let's give love another chance. Honey, the plans that we made were so precious to me. Why can't we be just like we used to be? Would be heavenly to me. Only once more you were mine. Oh dear, I'd never let you go away. And give love another chance. Gee, baby.
give love a chance. This is something new you can easy do. It's a crazy refrain. You carry bop to a lindy hop. Listen while we explain.
Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba. 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 Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba.
Some singing right there for you. Deke Watson, 1945, doing his Let's Give Love Another Chance. Minor Records at that time. Babs Gonzalez and Three Bips and a Bop, 1947 for Blue Note. Oopapada, arranged for the band by the piano player Tad Dameron, Rudy Williams alto, Pee Wee Tinney singing along, playing the guitar, Art Phipps on string bass, and Charles Simon playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Miles Davis Orchestra 1950.
Darn that dream. I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips. Darn your eyes. They lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind of mine. understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. It too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Miles Davis Orchestra for Capitol Records, 1950. Darn That Dream, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange. Venus de Milo by Jerry Mulligan, arranged by him. He also arranged Darn That Dream. And he had a baritone saxophone solo. Miles said, get out there and play. And he did. Miles Davis, 1950. A big change for Davis at that time, and he'd go away from that and some other things. Changed again. Chameleon. Wonderfully creative one. Miles Davis. I want to let you hear Cliff Jackson. His Village Cats, first of all, 1944, and then solo piano, 1962. Thank you.
In my eye, you got me walking and talking to myself. I never dreamed that you'd want someone else. You always said that you'd be mine, but you were jiving me all the time. You got me walking and talking to myself. Thank you.
chasing Cliff Jackson, first with his Village Cats, meaning Greenwich Village in New York, 1944. Quiet, Please, and Walking and Talking to Myself with a vocal by Gene Sedgwick, who was playing tenor saxophone in there. The brothers Sidney DeParis, trumpet, and Wilbur DeParis, trombone, were there. Sidney Bechet, soprano saxophone. Of course, Jackson on piano. Everett Barksdale, guitar. Wellman Broad, playing bass. And Eddie Doherty on the drums. Then, 1962 for Black Lion Records, solo piano, Cliff Jackson doing Someday, Sweetheart by the Spikes Brothers, Benjamin and John, and Carolina Shout by James P. Johnson. Here's Johnson, 1921, playing Carolina Shout and another by him, Keep Off the Grass.
Thank you.
B. Johnson solo piano, a couple of compositions by him, Carolina Shout and Keep Off the Grass, 1921, James P. Johnson. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to Jazz Blues and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Opera, presenting The Wicked Adventures of Count Ori, a spirited comedy by Rossini, composer of The Barber of Seville, now through August 20th at McCaw Hall. Details at seattleopera.org.
As 88.5 FM launches into a brand new future, we invite you to jump in and ride shotgun with us as a member of our Leadership Circle, a group of donors who each make an annual gift of $1,500 or more. For $125 a month, you can join them. You can help 88.5 dream bigger and serve the community better. You'll find it's money well spent. So hop in, buckle up, and get more information at savekplu.org.
And now we're going to have a chase between two singers, Bessie Smith and Laverne Baker. Laverne Baker wrote that when she was 5 or 6, her grandmother played a lot of 78s in the house. And so she, the grandmother, was very much a fan of Bessie's, and Laverne heard her a lot and loved her a lot and got the records when her grandmother passed on, and that's how that works. And so in 1958, Laverne Baker made a wonderful record and doing the works that she remembers Bessie doing. So I'm going to chase Bessie doing After You've Gone, followed by Laverne Baker, and then Bessie doing Baby Doll, followed by Laverne Baker.
49, you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the best pal you ever had. Lord, there'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
After you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. Oh, there'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the dearest pal that you ever had. Oh, there'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you go lonely, your heart will break like mine. And
Bessie Smith, followed by Laverne Baker on two tunes, After You've Gone and Baby Doll. The first done by 1927-26, and then Laverne Baker in 1958. Kind of the teacher and the student. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for being out there.
Another great edition of Art of Jazz. Thank you, Ken Wiley, for making Sundays extra special here on 88.5 FM. Michael Stein getting to fill in for John Kessler tonight. We're going to start the blues machine in just a moment. Quick look at the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy. Look for a low around 60. Tomorrow, high about 80 or so. So we're definitely into the summer thing full on, no question. Muddy Waters going to start us off right after we check in with Stardate.
Stardate, August 14. The Milky Way galaxy boasts more than just a plethora of stars. It also contains lots of gas, which gives birth to yet more stars. And astronomers are making progress in tracing the story of a remarkable cloud of gas that's crashing into the Milky Way's disk. Discovered in the early 1960s by astronomer Gale Smith, the cloud is millions of times as massive as the sun. It's about 40,000 light years from Earth, in and around Aquila the Eagle, a constellation that's well up in the eastern sky at nightfall. Despite its great distance, Smith's cloud is so big that if you could see it, it would span 30 times the diameter of the full moon. By measuring the cloud's velocity and its contents, astronomers recently deduced that it originated in the outer regions of the galaxy's disk about 70 million years ago. Something shot the cloud out of the disk, and now it's falling back in. So far, though, no one knows what gave the cloud its original kick. The explosions of large stars have accelerated other gas clouds, but Smith's cloud is much heavier than any of them. The future of the cloud is clearer. In about 27 million years, it'll crash into the Milky Way's disk. The disk holds plenty of gas itself, so the collision should cause gas clouds to slam together. That will squeeze the clouds, causing them to give birth to new stars in a galaxy that already abounds with hundreds of billions of them. More about the Milky Way tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin, McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.